Bitcoin plus Ethereum equals this altcoin.
This project takes the best aspects from Bitcoin and Ethereum to turn it into a super project. And it's the only one that's doing it.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to talk about an altcoin, which has taken the best parts of Bitcoin, combine it with the best aspects of Ethereum to create one of the best looking projects in crypto.
This is unlocking a $1 trillion plus opportunity with Bitcoin. This is one of the only projects doing what we're about to talk about today. And it's huge because Bitcoin has so much liquidity, but there's problems with it. It's slow, in terms of the cost of transactions, all these things. It's not like a huge ecosystem where you're not using a ton of different dApps within the Bitcoin ecosystem at the moment. You know, you have obviously like the Lightning Network and Stacks, but they're a step behind what this project is doing.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. And it's one that, you know, again, we were pretty early on this one. But like you said, it's the perfect time for this project, because just as we have institutional investors piling to, you know, people like to think they're piling to crypto, but really the institutional interest right now is in Bitcoin via the spot ETFs that are being debuted all around the world. So what you're going to see is very high net worth individuals, venture capital firms, hedge funds, BlackRock, everyone's going to start to hold a ton of Bitcoin. But what are they going to do with this Bitcoin? Traditionally in TradFi, you like to have, you know, yield bearing opportunities with assets, whether it's, you know, interest and all that kind of stuff. And that's what these big companies like to do. But with Bitcoin, the opportunities for that were very few and far between. And that's where this project comes along, because what they've taken is all the innovative aspects of crypto. That's why we said Bitcoin plus Ethereum. And they've brought it into this kind of old school Bitcoin environment. So this is a game changer. This is a project you need to take an eye on and watch this episode until the end.
So the biggest thing here that we're talking about is the fact that there is now finally, for the first time ever, because you know how Bitcoiners, they're all about self-custody, right? That's what the big battle is right now. And that's why people hold it, and that's why the long-term holders are increasing, all these things. They're a very smart group of people, if you ask me. You know, you look at the bearish people out there, I swear they have zero IQ. When you look at the smart, like, Bitcoin hodlers, they have what this one thing in common. They're really intelligent people, or most of them at least. But they want to earn yield, but they don't want to have to bridge it. So if you bridge it, there's a chance of a hack, right? That's where most of the hacks occur. The other thing is they don't want wrapped Bitcoin, because that's another issue all in itself. This is the first time where you can take non-custodial Bitcoin, stake it, and earn rewards and utilize this Bitcoin in a DeFi manner, which you have never been able to do before.
Right. So the project that we're talking about today is called CoreDAO. The ticker is Core, C-O-R-E. And just like you were saying, Bitcoin maxis and a lot of people in crypto, they don't want to give up their assets. They don't want to give up their keys, right? And this kind of makes sense. So going back to TradFi, traditionally with yield bearing opportunities, you know, if you want to get interest on something, a lot of the times you're giving up access. You're giving up really, you know, your keys. If the bank is going to give you yield on your assets, you kind of loan them to the bank, right? That's how finance works. Yeah. Bitcoiners say, no, I don't want to give you my Bitcoin, but I still want to get yield. Along comes CoreDAO. And I still think, not only is this not priced in to CoreDAO at all,
it's not.
The industry is sleeping on this. This is the only project that's doing this right now, And as we'll get into later in this episode, they're already making inroads to offer these products to institutional and retail investors. It's huge.
Yeah. So they're using compatible. So they're using Bitcoin Power. So it's a Bitcoin powered blockchain, but it's EVM compatible using delegated proof of work, but also the delegated proof of stake as well. So you're able to bring all the security from Bitcoin, because this is a network that's never been hacked, but then you're able to bring the scalability that Ethereum offers and start building dApps within the ecosystem, earning yield, all these things that you never would have been able to do previously with your Bitcoin.
Yep.
And like you said, this is where all the money is. This is where the ETFs are piling into. Even if we capture, CoreDAO captures just 5% of, you know, what will eventually be a $10 trillion market cap of Bitcoin, that is a lot of money that can flow into the CoreDAO ecosystem as people slowly start to wake up to it. When we first started covering CoreDAO, when it was sitting at like 58 cents or something like that, it's now sitting at what, like $2?
And it flew to $4.
Flew to $4, yeah. Super early on it. But they didn't have this ability to stake the Bitcoin yet. I'm watching it. We're staking our core for like 25%, which is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to do that, highly recommend maybe adding like your core blockchain to your EVM compatible like MetaMask or something like that and start experimenting with it, because that's where we're doing it. But they didn't have this Bitcoin staking yet. And I've watched it. It's gone from zero Bitcoin staked where I think it's at 120 Bitcoin stake now. And that's only been a week, right? So it's increasing. People are starting to catch wind of this.
I mean, it's a Trojan horse into crypto for a lot of these Bitcoin only holders, because what you're going to see is, as I said at the start of the episode, you have a ton of people all over the world that are just going to have a ton of Bitcoin. They want to start generating yield on their Bitcoin. They're going to learn about CoreDAO. And what are they going to get for staking their Bitcoin? They earn Core tokens, right? And they're like, oh, what do I do with all these Core tokens? And they're going to see, oh, wow, there's actually this huge burgeoning ecosystem of Core. There's going to be all these new dApps launching. And we are going to talk about some altcoins within the Core ecosystem later. So make sure you stay tuned to watch for that. But here's the best part, right? So if institutional investors are going to say have billions and billions of dollars in Core, and then they're going to be staking their Bitcoin because receiving Core, then what are they going to do? The ecosystem, it's like a cycle, yeah. Right? So money goes into Bitcoin, stake via Core, they're earning Core, and then they're going to reinvest in the ecosystem. And we're very much at the beginning of this because it kind of just started.
And that's where this is very important. And this news just came out. You know, we're talking like my uncle watches our episodes sometimes. He's like, man, sometimes you guys are just way too complex. I'm like, it doesn't feel like we are.
I hear
it. Right. We're trying to keep it pretty, right? So some listeners might out there might be like, well, how am I ever going to enter this ecosystem? And how am I going to start staking my Bitcoin? It sounds complicated. EVM wallet, MetaMask, right? Well, that's when this new partnership that Core formed with DeFi Tech. So it's a subsidiary of Valour. Mm-hmm. So Valour made a strategic collaboration with Core to launch a Bitcoin ETP, which is an exchange traded product.
Yep.
Basically what this is going to do, it's going to allow for traditional finance a means and a way to enter into the Core ecosystem to start bridging their, but staking their Bitcoin. And Valour has, they're managing a validator and they're going to be staking $100 million worth of Bitcoin on Core.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a big start for what I think is going to be one of the most talked about. I mean, Bitcoin DeFi, I think, is going to be a massive trend in this bull run that we're in right now. It just seems like a natural. Like, we started to see, you know, there was things like the ordinals and there's the runes lately. Things are starting to trickle into Bitcoin DeFi. I think Core is going to be a massive piece of this. And again, like, if people are asking, oh, how do I get Core? How do I get involved in the ecosystem? So this is the way we did it, right? So one of the reasons, again, we're partnered with BitGet is because BitGet always lists these great altcoins before all the other big exchanges. And sure enough, BitGet listed Core before everyone else. BitGet is actually officially partnered with CoreDAO, right? So it kind of came on our plate naturally. So BitGet and Core are, BitGet is back in Core. They've launched a $200 million ecosystem fund together. That means that not only did BitGet list Core first, and if you want to, you know, obviously not financial advice, but if you're looking for a place to buy Core, you can buy it on BitGet. Our referral link is in the description of the episode. And then from there, what we did is we added Core to our MetaMask. We withdrew our Core from BitGet to our MetaMask. Then you go on the Core website. It's directly from the Core website where you can stake your Core. It's all very easy. Like, we've staked a bunch of different coins. Some of them, you know, like BitTensor in its early days was very difficult.
Yeah, this is super simple.
This was super simple.
Yeah.
But getting back to, like, why I think the BitGet and Core partnership is so important. BitGet, as we said, it's our favorite exchange. What BitGet is going to be doing is going to be helping the Core ecosystem grow, investing in, you know, DeFi, gaming, all kinds of different projects on CoreDAO. And the fund, they launched, the mainnet launched with over 1.5 million active wallets right away in a collaboration with BitGet and Core. So already you can see that this ecosystem fund is going to grow the whole thing massively. And again, it's just another, it's another green tick for BitGet listing Core, right?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. So like you mentioned, the 1.5 million. They already, CoreDAO is already, they're focused on global adoption. They want this platform to grow. And but when you look at the numbers, they are 5 million active wallets. They got 2.2 million Twitter followers, 250 million transactions. The fact that, you know, they have this Core Ignition thing at with the $200 million to attract new developers, new projects, and then, you know, like the altcoin that we're going to be talking about is CoreX. So that would be like the Uniswap for Bitcoin, if you will. And that will allow you to make simple trades, simple. It'll be like an AI-powered DEX within the CoreDAO ecosystem. The numbers speak for themselves right now. And I think it's just a matter of time. When we post about it, it seems as though we get a lot of like Asia community involvement on our posts. Mm. With this Hong Kong like ETF thing that's happening, I think that's going to be like a gateway to the rest of China. I think this is just a really small stepping stone.
Right.
I feel like we're going to see a mass influx of Bitcoin into CoreDAO in the next, I don't know, 6 months to a year.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's early days for CoreDAO. As you mentioned, we have personally invested in CoreX, which is going to be launching very soon. This is the official DEX for CoreDAO. It's officially backed by CoreDAO. There's a couple of other altcoins in the ecosystem right now, but personally, I'm looking at CoreX. It just looks much better than what's available. As you mentioned, they not only is it going to be like the Uniswap, the ultimate decentralized exchange for CoreDAO, it's got AI-powered features, it's got social features, so like interactive chat rooms to discuss trading, and I think it's going to be everything for CoreDAO. And it's got a very interesting IDO right now. It's like this engage to earn thing. Mm. I can't remember the name of the partner that they're doing it with. Yeah, so if you go to like the CoreX Twitter page or anything like that, if you actually are an active member of the community engaging with the posts and the Telegram, sharing things, then you can actually earn these points or earn the right to invest in CoreX. A lot of these IDOs, you know, it can be tough to get in if you're not like a content creator or an industry insider.
Yeah.
But this new way that CoreX, the one that we've invested in, is doing it, it basically allows any retail investor, if you're actively on X, if you're on Telegram, Discord, whatever, if you're engaging with their posts, you can earn the right to invest in CoreX. So if you want to check, you know, a new Core ecosystem project out, that would be the one we'd recommend.
You're going to hop onto our X or our Twitter accounts and you can scroll down and find it. But you can also, it's called Full Force.
Right.
So Full Force is helping to incubate this whole thing. Full Force is the one offering the Engage to Invest campaign. So that's pretty rare. You just engage with some content and get rewarded with some CoreX tokens in an emerging ecosystem like CoreDAO. Man,
yeah,
pretty good.
One of the knocks about, you know, all these Bitcoin maxis not wanting to get involved with Ethereum type stuff, EVM, is the security, right? So CoreDAO has, and I wanted to mention their unique solution to, because, you know, at the start of the episode, we said, look, the best parts of Bitcoin, the best parts of Ethereum. So really, what would that be? The best parts of Bitcoin is the security and the stability, right?
Yeah.
The best parts of Ethereum is like, you know, the innovative ways, the DeFi, all the different customizations you can make. So Core collaborates with Bitcoin miners to recycle hash from the Bitcoin mining transactions, and that's what enables the security of their system. So about 50% of Bitcoin's total hash rate supports CoreDAO security.
Wow.
So that's how they're enabling security while also getting the EVM compatibility. So the way that they've come up with this innovative solution, I think is going to power them for a long time.
You know, if you're tired of getting dumped on from other projects, you know, who have these unlocks every fucking month, CoreDAO, fair launched, hard cap, 2.1 billion, and the block rewards, because it's, you know, there's a proof of work consensus aspect to this, is paid out over 81 years. So it's a very slow vesting schedule for rewarding the miners on to secure the network.
Yep.
So if you want a fair launch project, they're not going to be dumping on you every week. CoreDAO.
Yeah, and look, they've made it really easy for people to bridge their assets from any of the other EVM chains onto CoreDAO. So if you have assets on Ethereum, BNB, Avalanche, Polygon, Arbitrum, Optimism, Base, boom, you can transfer easily using the Core Bridge. So I think once the word starts to get it about Core, people are going to be piling into this thing.
Yeah, no, it's great. It ticks all a lot of the boxes. The fact that, you know, this is where we know all the money is going into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
If you want to start earning yield, this is the first and only native non-custodial Bitcoin staking available to anybody out there who owns Bitcoin, wants to start earning, I don't know, it's like 20% or something. Start using Core within the ecosystem as it grows through CoreX, and that's where that all that is going to be facilitated as well. I mean, it's smart, I think, in my opinion, to start learning how to engage with the ecosystem now by adding the Core chain to your MetaMask and experimenting with, you know, maybe staking or some of the other small caps.
It just seems like a no-brainer. I mean, look what's happening in crypto right now. Bitcoin is taking over. We love our altcoins, but like at the end of the day, right now, institutions are piling into Bitcoin. Yeah. The only place they can stake their Bitcoin to get yield, which is what traditional finance managers love. You know, it's all about cash flow, right? It's like one of the knocks on Bitcoin, again, it's like, what does it do? Well, now, Core has actually added utility to Bitcoin that it's never had in its lifetime since 2009.
That's what I mean. It's unlocking a $1 trillion opportunity.
Yeah. And so, okay, this has never happened before in Bitcoin's life. Institutions are piling into it. This is the only project that's enabling it. It's all of a sudden, you know, quote unquote, come out of nowhere to become a top 50 project. And it's still, you know, if you go on Twitter, whatever, it still looks like people are not talking about this.
No, because they're not getting paid to shill it.
Yeah.
That's why. That's always the reason why.
Yeah, it's always
the reason. We'll discover it like we did BitTensor when it's sitting at $40. Let it run to 700.
Yeah.
We'll discover CoreDAO. Watch that thing run.
I think, personally, I would not be surprised to see this be a top 20 project.
Yeah,
it's already a top 50 project. What's this thing at, like $2 or something now?
Yeah, $2 billion market capper.
Yeah, I think this could be a big, big winner for us. So, yeah, look, if you guys have any more questions about CoreDAO, any projects you're looking in the CoreDAO ecosystem, or if you just want to chat about CoreDAO, I mean, join our Discord. We're always giving updates there. Let us know in the comments what you want us to talk about.
All right, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.